ang ating kwentuhan na papakinggan kahit saan. Samahan niyo ako sa bawat kwento na pwede nating pag-usapan. At sa bawat kwentuhan, lagi kang kasama. Ako si Gab Humilde Villegas at ito ang Kwentuhang Random, the podcast. So, hello everyone. Welcome sa panibagong episode ng ating kwentuhan. As we go to talk about this plot twist, tong di inaasahang mga pangyayari sa noontime programming sa Philippine Television, kung saan tumipat ang Tito Vic and Joey at ang Digital Paragods sa TV5, as well as ang pagpipat ng Showtime from TV5 to GTV ng GMA Network. So, as we talk on this topic, so may mga inimbitahan tayo fan ng noontime shows to give their insights on the on this historic moment ng Philippine Television. So, unahin natin, pakilala sa inyo ang isa sa mga kaibigan ko, as well as he's a vlogger also, si Tep Nazario, and aside from Tep, Erwin Lucio is also here in this our session, who is a fan of Tito Vic and Joey, as well as Ivan Saldahen Dagout.ph, who is also a media geek as well, and also nandito rin ang aking kaibigan si Francis Benitez. Hello everyone, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Ayan, so
good afternoon, thank you for having us on your show.
So ayun, can you tell us, siguro anyone from here in this meeting, anong masasabi ninyo sa naging maganap kahapon, July 1? So as we record lang ha. So para alam lang din ng listeners natin kung kailan natin to record. So anong masasabi ninyo sa mga pangyayari kahapon? So let's start with Tech.
So ayun, good afternoon. To be very honest, until now may hangover pa rin ako. Very biglaan lahat ang nangyayari. Parang it's just like this the biggest plot twist ever, not just on entertainment industry, on Philippine TV industry, but also in the media industry as well. Maraming kumbaga para siyang domino effect na sa isang pagbabago lang, sa isang changes lang, sa isang paggalaw lang ng baso nitong mga noontime show na to, halos parang naapektuhan lahat. Parang sobrang nakaka-surprise. Kahapon, while watching it, so as a cable subscriber sa Air Cable, sa Converge, napanood ko sa in Mosaic. So parang hindi ko na kailangan maglipat ng channel kasi nakikita ko na siya. Nakikita ko na yung GTV, yung TV5, yung A2C, tsaka yung GMA sa isang screen along with other channels. So yung bawat galaw nila, syempre pinagmamasdan ko. Parang alam mo yung it will make you speechless at the same time kasi sa tagal ng panahon napaka-tabu, or should I say napaka extraordinary kasi nung naging rivalry between ABS and GMA. Tapos alam mo yung sa tagal ng panahon na halos laging may network war, at the same time given our current culture na napaka-tribalistic din pagdating sa kapamilya ako, kapuso ako, kapatid ako, parang ganon. So it also, yung nangyari mga pagbabago kahapon, it also provide us an avenue. Parang kung sa pandemic may sinasabi tayo new normal, I think sa Philippine entertainment and media industry, I think this could be the newest normal of all. And at the same time, it provides another avenue of opportunity to everyone. So ayun lang naman for me.
So mapunta naman tayo kay Ivan.
I think it's kind of wild kasi number one, parang we never expect one simple case of misunderstanding between the owners and the hosts would lead to this very crazy July 1st. Yeah. Who would have thought na lilipat ang showtime sa GMA? Who would have thought that the original Ikbulaga host will have their own show sa TV5 and of course, sabi nga marami, ang biggest loser nga yung Ikbulaga na kasi nga, they're still struggling to get things going with a new set of hosts na so parang sinasabi nga na eh. May nabasa nga ako eh, parang to Ikbulaga will die down naturally. kang tanggapin na lang na ng halos ng katotohanan na yun nga they're going down naturally that they might anytime soon masisipay na masisigwa so there parang at the end of the day ang biggest losing talaga.
So eto naman para kay Erwin who is a fan of TVJ, so ano masasabi mo sa muling pagbabalik ng TVJ sa Pilipinas?
Hello, ayun, first of all I'd like to congratulate the TVJ and the Dabbercast finally, they are back on air sa TV5 naman, their new home. And napaka goosebumps moment kahapon talaga na ano, for the first time, I can say na yung TVJ is more free. Mas malaya sila sa ano, sa creative in terms of production. Kasi I don't believe na ano, na walang hand yung haluso sa production, yung tape dati. And we can see that, and lalo na ngayon, ano, nakapag-guest na sila ng mga friends nila from other management. For example, Miss Sharon Gulbineta, and with TV5 also, I think they can, ano, they can also invite artists from different management and productions. And that for me is a win-win, hindi lang for Itbulaga per se, but for also for Showtime, which now can get, by the way, invite, and actually invite Kapuso artist. I believe na ano ngayon hindi lang manonood ng panalo kundi pati ang creative industry, ang entertainment industry, dahil more platforms for different productions to promote their contents and for artists to guest on. And congratulations sa Philippine Entertainment talaga, lalong-lalo na sa TVJ and sa It's Showtime.
So ito naman kay Francis, anong tawag ito? Anong masasabi mo with the recent events yesterday?
Okay, ganito. Yung pinag-uha ko ay yung sabalit na mag-i-add ko na lang din. Yeah, everything will come into a new moment. Nagsimula yan, nagsimula din. Pag-bago daw sa pag-uha niya, maging siya experience. Depende na lang yan. Pagpahalo ko sila pa-ibig ilang months. Bago pa sila nung iba, nakita ko, na-observahan ko na meron na silang pagkakalisa. Ilan siya na minayong panlasa, magpaninagbago. Then sa TVJ, also napansin ko na medyo buka pa yung kanilang pamamaraan. I do believe na kaunti-unti, makakabali na at makakapag-create pa ng mas-effective na content.
Ano yung mga pinakagusto niyong part sa mga naging pilot episodes, syempre ng Showtime sa GTV as well as yung itong paglabas ng TVJ sa TV pa. So ano yung mga pinakagusto niyong part na napanood niyo kahapon?
I'll go first kasi I say that ang biggest, ang pinakabongga among the three yesterday was Showtime. Kasi parang the first thing, parang they went all in agad in their opening number. Parang they had Barbie, they had Sanya, because they also have the TNT finals, the TNT duets finals. So yung carry over eventually, parang I say mas panalo ang Showtime in terms of how to begin the show, how to put up the show yesterday. Ang EAT, di siya masyado, di ko trip yung sobrang simple lang, ang simple ang simula lang, parang typical na, just one, they just went on a live comedy bar show, ganyan. Basically, parang simplehan lang ng EAT yung palabas na, di sila nagmasyadong ingrande, parang they just went on their natural selves na because they have AVJ, they have Jowa Pao, so parang they just bank on their presence. So simple lang ila, pero yun, the thing is EAT had the most views. I think it went 200,000 plus at one point. Ano ba? 100? No, yeah, parang gano'n yan. Parang they peaked at more than 200,000. So parang they just bank on their presence alone. They didn't need that engranding pasabog agad. Parang, siguro the only pasabog they had was the Sharon Quinn na guest in it. Just parang out of nowhere. Parang it was not mentioned during their teasers. And siguro, siyempre, ang Itbulaga di ko masyadong napanood. Pero what I liked about Itbulaga was that they congratulated Showtime in for their move to GTV. So parang sabi pa nga ni Paolo Contis, naging magkapit-kapit bahay na, hindi na sila yung magkaribal, magkapit-bahay na. So, eventually, yun nga, parang, they acknowledge that there's no something naman alive between them in Showtime. So, parang, yun nga, parang, GMA is now basically backing on a two-show alliance against EAT or the TVJ show. So, yun. Pero at the end of the day, the biggest winner for me, think on some, kaya yung grandihan was Showtime.
So, ito naman, si Tep.
Tawag dito, regarding sa kusino yung may pin, yung mga takes ko regarding sa productions nila, sino may pinakabongga. I would rather say parehong na-captivate ni Showtime, siya ka ni TBJ yung viewers kahapon dahil sa mga outside performances nila. Actually, yung sa Showtime, yung helicopter na ginamit device, familiar sa akin kasi parang isa o dalawang beses ko siyang nakita nitong nakalipas na week. I think parang siguro part ng production siguro, pero basta familiar siya sa akin kasi may lumilipad na helicopter during that, nung around Thursday or Friday. And then yung ano, yung kulay violet, yung labas ng GMA na may mga nakatayong something na productions nila kasi since malapit lang yung office ko sa Scout Radios, yung current work ko ngayon. So far yung sa Showtime kasi, even though very modern yung take nila, but should I say parang mas nagdala sa kanila talaga yung mga pa-helicopter, and then yung sobrang napaka-pambihirang pagkakataon na nag-perform si Vice sa mismong headquarters ng rival network nila before, which is the GMA. Kumbaga yun yung siguro mas pinaka-nakakakilabot na part nung sa Showtime when I saw that kahapon during the airing ng live episode nila kahapon. And then yung sa TVJ naman, as usual, yung typical ano nila, yung typical Broadway Centrum era na pagdadala nila ng mga bisita. So remember, kung mapapanood niyo sa YouTube yung kung paano sila pumasok ng Araneta Coliseum when they moved to GMA in 1995. So parang ganoon yung ano, parang ganoon yung spirit nung naging pagpasok, nung pag-start nila ng first day nila sa TV5. Although if we can remember, Big Soto said in an interview na parang pinabuluanan nila na hindi totoo na sa Philippine Arena sila mag-i-start ng first episode because as much as possible, they want to make it more humble yung start nila. So yung pinaka nakaka-touch na part ng opening ng program kahapon ng TBJ is yung naglakad silang tatlo sa hallway nang walang sumasama sa kanila. Parang nagkaroon sila na parang emotional moments nilang tatlo na alam mo yung malayo pa lang umiiyak na sila na parang ang bigat-bigat nung napagdaanan nila. Even sabihin mo 1 month ang hinintay bago na sila makita sa TV because May 31 nung nagpaalam sila with tape, and then anong date na ngayon? Date kahapon, July 1. So, in a span of 1 month. So, makikita natin kahapon na kahit isang buwan lang sila nawala, parang feeling nila, if we can analyze yung pag-iyak na lang ako, parang halos isang taon ang pakiramdam. Parang, kumbaga, ang hirap din, parang isang taon na rin silang nawala. And then, ayun, yun yung nakaka-touch na part. Yung sa Itbulaga naman, ang napanood ko lang kasi sa Itbulaga na halos host version is yung parang nung parang sama-sama sila doon sa final minutes ng show nila kahapon. So parang nagbigay sila ng statement, parang nagpahayag sila ng parang reflections or statement nila na parang they're grateful na nandun na sa kanila si Showtime. And then parang still parang si Paolo Pabiru pa yatang piliin nyo kami. So ganun, sa panonood nila. This is panonood sa kanilang show. So parang, yun nga, he's still doing the favor na he's asking us a favor rather. Asking us a favor na piliin sila. So ganun. So to be very honest, can you imagine na yung tape and TBJ issue could move something phenomenal just like this kahap. So ayun lang naman for me.
Okay, Erwin naman.
Ayun. Actually, was my favorite part kahap is that yung Bulaga opening. Alam niyo yung ano, yung typical na ano, outside, yung sinasabi nila din kanina ng ating mga kasama, yung mag-opening sila sa outside ay maraming tao nag-aabang sa TVJ, sa Joa Pao, Kilamin. It's just a reminisce of the peak days of Itbulaga during Aldab, One for All, and those days, mga Bulagaan, 2006, talagang it's a goosebumps moment. Lalo na nung pinakita, I think, sa Rappler, yung typical na ano, na coverage sa isang ano TV shop ata, I think, where people are talaga nakatutok sa TVs watching it bulaga, and the ratings once again are being released, compared, analyzed, and everyone is talking about. Kahit even nung sa work namin kahapon during our break, everyone's actually talking about it bulaga, lalaki, babae, demographics, young and old. Talagang they're talking about It Bulaga and Showtime. And as a Philippine entertainment observer and follower, naranasan ko lang tong moment na to nung ALDAP. Yung talagang yung It Bulaga yung pinag-uusapan once again. Then everyone of my friends, tito, tita, ate, kuya, mga co-workmates, mayaman, mahirap, they are watching It Bulaga. They're watching it Showtime, observing the two shows, which has provided talagang quality entertainment, lalo kahapon. And wow, it's a, once again, we have witnessed a phenomenon on Philippine television, especially in this digital age. Napaka goosebump moment nun para sa akin. And the views, grabe. It's just a history in the making.
So, ayun, kay Francis naman.
Hindi naman nakikita yung mga visual effect ng mga TVD at saka ng other kind of show. Wala lang ako magpapokus sa TVD kayo. Dahil ko ang point yung pinakita ng TVD na entertainment is not just all about having entertainment, is more on connecting with people, the observation, na yung pakiramdam sa transmanin na whether yung more happy or better. So, magigat ng pakiramdam. Nandun din yung pagpapadaan ng kalooban, pagpapadaan ng buhay, anong sama na mo. And dun sa showtime ng mga, nakakatuwa kasi nawala yung panigin divisive yun. Tama nga yung sinabi ng natin kasama. Medyo nawala na yung kasabihan na, wait, ako niya ako, ako, nakatid ako rin. Nawala yung sabihin sa entertainment pa lang, iba na yung ego mo. Initignan pa sa bilang positive na ito. Well, nagiging pa rin yung rivalry when it comes to business matter at sa mga content. Pero mas naniniwala ako na mas maliging makapunta ng entertainment kung makakakunit pa ka din sa tao. So in general, na-appreciate ko yung pagiging palaya. Palaya tayo pag-divide ng bawat.
Ano yung mga nilulook forward nyo naman this time sa itong with this greatest plot twist nangyari in Philippine TV? So anyone in this room, so siguro start na lang natin ulit kay Iva.
Okay, so for me, ang the first one that I look forward to in terms of among the number one for EAD, nga parang say nga like your Saturday watches was somehow too simple, parang di pa talaga yung pang-top. So I assume tomorrow when they begin their month, their week, their second, first school week, siguro I say alam kasi parang they have to innovate, go to bring up something probably similar to what they had kung nasa It Bulaga pa sila. Pero siyempre those are trademarks of tape, so hindi nila basta-basta makukuha yun. So siyempre simula lang matito yan, nga one for all, probably rename that para hindi kayo magka problema sa tape, but that's their call kasi so yung mga fan favorites yung nga parang kailangan ibalik na. So Pinoy Henyo, but I think It Bulaga rename Pinoy Henyo to something ang word of the whatever yun, pero yun basta yun. So for that's for EAT. So yung nga parang they good, they're in a good track kasi hey best lang. So they just have to continue on with develop the programming naturally pangalan. Then siguro sa Showtime or siyempre ganun din parang whatever they do since it's their creative control, they sabihin mong medyo magiging concern ko lang pala sa Showtime because parang they declared that the Showtime on GTV would be co-produced by both ABS and GMA. So that means may say ang GMA. So they say ang GMA ngayon. Although sa It Bulaga, I assume, man, alam ko, kaya sabihin mong black timer lang sila noon, parang they say din ang GMA. So yun, I believe. Pero to, since it's now co-produced by GMA and ABS, parang may say na talaga, may significant say ang GMA sa mangyayari. So medyo, that's one thing of concern. So at least ang the least we can show is magkakaroon ng more GMA guest show time where you should have product na. Although so okay, so yun. So where was I? So yeah, but I think they'll keep their old segments, I believe. So tawag din talaga will have its seventh solo season, yung single season nila. So fantastic money. So that's good. I'm just curious about the new segment that they will show, especially that GMA will now have a significant say. So yun. So okay, pulaga naman parang I think the rebuild is on a good track. Honestly, no, sa mga haters, pag mga haters, baka sabihin yung, I believe Jamie's it Bulaga 2.0 is on a good track on a rebuild. Kasi nga, they have this segment called G-Saged. Baka ito na yung bago ilang version ng One for All with Isko and Buboy doing the road show. It's a good start. And also, parang may nabasa rin ako somewhere na parang what they like about It Bulaga 2.0 is their, nga, yung parang they bought for this live yung live band segment, parang yung mga up and coming bands na napapakilala ko on national to GMA. So that's another good start. So parang so the rebel is there for It Bulaga. Ang concern ko lang is how to sustain that, kasi yun nga, like I mentioned earlier, ang rumor is parang hinihintay na lang ng GMA na sumuko na yung tape sa It Bulaga. So there, so the ball is on It Bulaga 2.0. So if they want to continue on, they have to back on the rebuild that they're undergoing. Pero sa, and siguro naman sa pang tapos pa rin mga hate, siguro yung nga yung pang medyo concern that the fans took down the new It Bulaga page. So yun nga, so basically sa mga fans, I know you don't like the It Bulaga right now, but give them that freedom to give them the right to God.
So magpunta naman tayo kite. So what are your ways forward dito sa nangyayaring ito?
Yan, ayun. Magandang question. So, as we look forward doon sa, ayun, nangyari na nga, yung paglipat ni TVJ sa Kapatid Network and si Showtime sa GTV. Ako, as a communications major, I look forward na itong mga nangyayari. Well, hindi natin talaga matatanggin na may mga pagbabago along the way, na may mga lipatan, may mga tampuhan na whatsoever, as long as wala namang naaapektuhan mga, yung, alam mo yon, walang samaan ng loob, pero yung at the end of the day, trabaho lang, at the same time, as long as it benefits the public. For me, as a communications major, na to be very honest, at the period, nasa period ako na medyo contemplating ako about what would be my goals, what would be my stable career before I turn 30. I hope that these changes would bring a lot of opportunities for those who want to work in media and entertainment industry. To be very honest, kasi, ayun, katulad niyan, tatlo na yung three-way na yung noontime show. So, makakapagbukas ng opportunity at the same time for news outlets. So, makakapaghanap na ng other ways na ma-expand yung coverage, yung entertainment coverage nila, yung showbiz coverage nila. So, I can see this development as a way ng pagbubukas ng opportunity para sa lahat. Opportunity sa lahat na mga, alam mo naman, in every one of us naman kasi, meron naman tayong hangarin na makapag work someday sa harap ng camera o kaya sa harap ng mikropono tulad ni Gab. So, alam mo yung feeling na very exciting. Nasa exciting part tayo ngayon ng media entertainment and entertainment industry. And at the same time, sa mga nagsasabing patay na daw ang comedy, kasi may mga nababasa din ako mga articles lately, even international, namamatay na daw yung comedy dahil may mga political consciousness, it only proves na buhay pa rin ang comedy sa Pilipinas. Sa atin, particularly dito sa Pilipinas, and lalo na kapag noontime, so may mga nagtatanong pa rin na kung may mga nanonood pa ba ng noontime, ayan, may patunay na marami pa rin ang nanonood, given the fact na yung mga views kahapon umabot ng 200 to 300,000 views yung sa TVJ, sa Showtime, and others. So, it's only a proof na even if na nasa digital age na tayo, as long as it converges with the traditional ones, the TV, radio, newspaper, with the traditional tri-media. So, marami at marami pa rin ang magkaka-interest na tutukan hindi lang yung mga noontime shows but also all other local shows in general. So, nandito na tayo sa part na kailangan pagalingan na ng content with consciousness at the same time. So, kasi kapag ang content mo is, for example, alam mo yon,
Yung tipong basta na may ma-content sa TV o sa digital, sino't sino ang manonood. So, ayun. So, pagandahan na lang talaga ng mayahain sa publiko at the same time. And I commend yung ano din. I commend din yung nasabi ni Ivan kanina na may mga live bands ng Itbulaga na Halosos version na it could be an avenue also for yung mga up-and-coming music act. So, natutupad yung mga pangarap nila na makapag-perform ng live even for just a few minutes on a noontime time slot. So, it only proves na hindi lang siya nakakapagbukas ng opportunity sa media but also sa iba pang mga gustong pumasok din ng music as well. So, ayun lang naman for me.
Kay Erwin naman.
Ako, ang realization ko dito is ang entertainment in general, contrary to what some self-righteous academics or self-proclaimed critical thinkers na sinasabi nila na mababaw ang entertainment in general, na it's not something na they can consider na art, lalo ang popular cultural art, pop culture art, like yung mga noontime show. I don't believe that. Because making people happy, making millions of people happy is an art itself. Yung timing ng mga banat, yung awareness mo sa current issue, sa mga trends, and plus yung pangangapa sa language ng audience mo, that is an art itself. And that is an art that is mastered by TVJ, Jowa Pao, It's Showtime, and even sa ano, yung sila Isko Moreno, Paolo Contis, though they have some flaws, challenges when it comes to performing their art, they are the ones who can connect to the audience in the right way at the right time. Kaya mahal na mahal sila ng tao. And we should not say that they are dumbing down the public. No, they are making the public happy. Ang masyado na marami pinagdadaanan ng mundo to say that entertainment is kababawan. Entertainment is a very honorable and it's a very deep mission to make people happy. And that is an art, that is a profession in itself. Kahit sabihin ba natin napakadali lang ng art, ng creative, no. It's not madali. It's a mastery. It's a skill that only a few people can do. Yun lang.
Balikan natin ulit yung kanyang mga ganun masasabi niya sa mga pangyayari kahapon, as well as yung ano yung mga favorite part niya while watching this historic movie.
Hi, good afternoon. Ayan. Okay. Yung stand ko sa mga noontime shows ngayon, lahat na sabing historic yung pagbabalik ng TVJ sa Philippine TV, kasi alam naman nating lahat na yung TVJ, yan, kinalakihan na nating mga millennials, and syempre yung mga kakatanda natin, TVJ na yung pinapanood nila sa TV. So, what makes it historic is kaya nilang improve pa yung kanilang bagong program. Nag-add sila ng bagong segment na panood ko nga kahapon, which is yung The Bar. Yung mga requested songs ng mga viewers nila, kakantahin nila ng live, and kaya pa rin naman talaga nilang ano, ma-improve. Sa mga other shows naman, like Showtime, siguro, medyo, ano lang, personal opinion lang naman din. And nababasa ko lang din naman na iba comment. Siguro medyo bawasan daw yung, medyo yung over-energetic na ng mga host, just like Ann Curtis and, ayun, si Kim Chu daw. Kasi parang lumalabas, imbis na parang gumanda yung program ni Meme Vice, parang, ayun daw, nasasapawan na si Meme Vice nung dalawang girls. And yung sa other show naman, yung EB 2.0, meron pa rin naman talaga silang i-improve din. Siguro kulang lang din sa ano, sa marketing ng yun, ng GMA. Hindi katulad ng the Showtime na kalilipat lang. Sobra-sobrang ayun, malaki yung impact ng marketing and promotions ng social media team nila. So yun yung kulang ng ano, kulang ng EB 2.0. And sa mga host naman, wala na akong ma-question kala Paolo Contis, Buboy Villar, kasi ayun eh, kaya naman nila dahil nasa mga comedy show naman din sila ng GMA, kaya-kaya nilang dalhin yung ano, dalhin yung crowd. And kay Orme naman, okay naman si ano, okay naman si Mayor Isko Moreno. Nakakaya naman niya yung ano eh, yung segment niya. Si Beto, okay din naman, pero sa mga ano, girl host siguro, medyo ano, medyo dapat ano, pantayan pa rin nila yung ano, yung energy nila Buboy nila Paolo.
So ito na. Okay, anong ways forward mo din with this recent events? So mga patang forward.
Ako, I look forward ko siguro yung ano, yung tuloy-tuloy lang siguro yung wala nang ano, wala nang network or nang ganap. May magandang idea na na-stop na yung network war between GMA and ABS. Actually, hindi naman talaga mga network yung nagkakaroon ng war, kundi yung mga fans ng each network. And ayun, nilook forward ko rin na sana maayos rin yung between the hosts and the TVJ. Para mas masaya na yung ano, yung runtime. Para wala na talaga yung sinasabi nilang network war as well. And good job sa ABS and GMA sa pag-merge ng ano nila, ng mga shows nila, pagkakaroon nila mga collabs, and syempre yung pag-ano nila, pagtanggap nila sa showtime.
So, ito na lang. Siguro kay Francis na lang. Bang.
Okay.
Ayan, okay. Okay.
Ito, okay. Sige, go.
Alam mo, hindi pa talaga patay ang entertainment. Ano? Hindi naman talaga namatay. Lumawak lang yung facility is nag-open lang ng maraming opportunity. And in lang pa siguro sa hinahanap, ma-improve nila yung mga content, lalo na yung pagiging more sensitive noon sa maraming naman o ma-implicit lang kanilang tagapanuhin. Lalo na ngayon, nung nag-pandemic, ang simple, mas naging sensitive na yung mga tao. Nag-iisip na sinasamaw, nakakaramdam na sinasamaw. Kaya hindi lahat na lahat ng pwedeng pagtawanan, masabi lang na may content, gagawin. Magpaganda ang England natin, yung entertaining, pero lahat ay magiging masayap yun. Ang entertaining, and walang pa mamamatay yun. Kasi as long as may mong connect sa tarang, as long as nakakatapos sila na natang ito na, kung ano ba healthy, at saka ano ba may profit na content. Nang makalalami yung entertainment bilang pampagaan ng kalooban o siguro pampagaan ng mga kanila.
So, ayun, with that, thank you so much everyone for joining me on this episode talking on this historic moment in Philippine television. Pwede nyo balikan ang episode na ito sa mga streaming platforms, available yan sa Spotify, Radio Public, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, and Telegram.